That was beautiful. Good morning, everybody. If you would please remember to sign the attendance booklets at the end of your row and pass those down this morning. Well, there she was. A gorgeous girl, golden blonde hair, standing, surrounded by her friends, and I was standing at a distance and just looking, and my friends were going, come on, man, go ask her out. Go ask her. And I was like, no, I'm not going to go ask her. And they're like, come on, you're the man. And I was like, yeah, you're right, I am the man. So I mustered up my courage and I started walking over towards her. She was facing away from me, so she couldn't see me walking up. But in my mind, I was thinking, okay, put a little swagger in your step. So I started kind of walking over towards her like this, and it probably looked like I had something wrong with me, but I walked over towards her, and I start to put my hand out to tap on her shoulder, and I freeze. Everything in my mind, my body, it just froze. And her friends standing around her started to give her a look of, hey, there's a creepy guy standing behind you. And as she turns, everything in my mind went in slow motion. As she turns, her hair starts flowing in the wind, and every music starts playing as she's turning. She looks at me and she says, can I help you? And I said, in my head, I was going, just ask her. So I said, I love you and I want to go out with you. Sixth grade girls can be so cruel. I turned as we went back in from recess. I looked at my friends and my head hung low because I had lost that day. I said those three words in a phrase. I love you. I said those three words thinking that I knew what it meant. I, as a sixth grader, of course I know what it meant, right? I know what I love you means. It's this mushy feeling that I get. But the fact of the matter is that true love is more than that. You know, we think we know what love is. The world has put a definition on it. The world has said what love is. But when we look in Scripture, we see love was totally meant for something else. Yeah, that word love is something that we constantly use. It's a word that's used all the time. I mean, we say it to our family, to our friends, to about our favorite things, to our spouses, to our girlfriends, boyfriends, so on and so forth. We say it all the time. It's become a word that we just say without thinking. It's just a word that we use all the time. You know, a lot of the times when we use the phrase I love, we're really saying I like. To give you an example, when I say that I love cake or I love pie, I'm really saying that I just really like cake or I really enjoy pie. I could probably do without cake or pie. You know, I don't have to have that every day. I'll survive. But if I say I love those things, then I want to be there every single day for it. I want to be there no matter what. I can't live without it. And that's what God says to us. When God says, I love you, he's saying way more than just I enjoy you. Way more than just I like you. What God is saying is that nothing in this world will stop me from getting to you. If you want to go ahead and turn to 1 John chapter 4, I'm going to be reading verses 7 and 12. I'm going to be there in just a second. But in this scripture, we're going to see three things. The scripture is going to show us how we are to love. It's going to tell us how we are to love one another. It's going to tell us what love is, what true love is. And it's going to show us why it's important to love. It's going to tell us that right at the end. So 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12 says this. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. I don't know if you caught it, but could you see a word that was repeated quite a bit in there? It was that word love. That word love is repeated over and over again. And in verses 7 and 11, we see how we are to love. So going back, verses 7 and 11. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. And then verse 11. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And so right here we see that God tells us to love our neighbors, to love each other. And it's way more than just when somebody knocks on your door and asks for a cup of sugar and you give it to them. Or when somebody says, hey, can I borrow your pencil? I forgot mine. I want to take notes in church. It's more than that. Yeah, love is the simple things, but it's way more than just those small things. There's a bigger picture to love. Here in the Greek, the word love in the scripture is agape. So what does that word mean? What does agape mean? Well, I was talking with one of my Greek professors, and he gave me this definition, and I thought it felt really well. He said, the New Testament uses this word to describe a love that is a love of choice, not a love which is fueled by emotion, but one which is fueled by sincere desire for the best towards the person to which it is directed. It is the noblest form of love. And that is the love that we see most in the New Testament. That word agape, that word love, is one we see used over and over and over again in the New Testament. And here, we are told to show that kind of love. It says to show agape love to one another, Christ-like love, God's love to one another. So how do we show this agape love? How do we show God's love to people? Because that sounds really hard. Well, you know that person that really gets on your nerves? That person that constantly they're asking for something. Every single time you turn around, they're like, hey, I need this, can you help me out? Hey, I need this, can you help me out? Maybe it's that person that just walks in the room and you instantly are just like, oh, great, here we go again. Is there somebody in your life that you could just go, that's the person? Well, God tells us to love them. Way more than just tolerating them when they walk in a room. Way more than just giving them half-hearted love. You know, when I was a kid and I would clean the house or something and I wouldn't do that great of a job, my dad said, don't give me a half-hearted job. Don't give me a halfway job. And we can't love halfway. We're either all in, we're either 100% all there loving like God does, or we're not. Because it says, if we love, we know God. And if we don't love, then we don't know God. And that's agape love that's used there. And the important thing to know is that I'm not just talking about people inside of Christianity. Loving people inside of Christianity is so amazingly important. And if we can't love our brothers and sisters in Christ, that's where we need to start. But we also need to love people outside of Christianity, because that's what draws people in. When we're loving one another, when we're loving people inside our congregations, in our sides, our friend groups, people see that and we start loving people on the outside and they come in. Loving someone like God does can be one of the hardest things to do. I know, it can be so hard. People just always seem to know what buttons to push on us. Right, no matter what, somebody always just seems to push our buttons, and we're just like, I'm done with you. I can't take it anymore. It can be so hard. But if we seriously take the time to see them as God sees them, then our view will change. You know, the fact of the matter is that we too were those people at one point. Maybe we're not as annoying, maybe we don't always ask for things, but we were those people to God. We were the people that always disobeyed, always turned our back on God. No matter what, we were probably that annoying little kid to God. But God says, I still love you. And I'm going to do anything I can for you, for the benefit of you. Not so that I could gain anything from it, but so that you could gain something from it. And that's how we're supposed to love. We're supposed to love people and not ask for anything in return. That's what true love is. That's what loving people is loving them and not expecting anything in return. Loving someone for the benefit of them and not for the benefit of yourself. You know, there was a man, after breaking up with his fiance, he realized the error of his ways, and he wrote, Dearest Marie, no words could ever express the great unhappiness I felt since breaking our engagement. Please say you'll take me back. No one could ever take your place in my heart, so please forgive me. I love you. Yours forever, Jimmy. P.S. And congratulations on winning the lottery. It kind of makes you wonder about his motives, right? It makes you wonder why he's really writing that letter. But he said those three words in a phrase, I love you. Some of the most powerful phrase you could ever tell someone is, I love you. And he said it because he thought he was going to get something out of it. He said it because he wanted to benefit from saying those words. He wanted to benefit from having that. And that's not what true love is. True love is giving it unconditionally and not expecting anything in return. Because that's how God loves us. But Ian, I'm not God. I can't love like God. You know, I'm not perfect. I can't love like Him. But the fact of the matter is that in Scripture it tells us to strive to be like Christ. And this word love is used over and over and over and over again in Scripture. Just here in 1 John, the word love is used 46 times in just 5 chapters. I would say it's pretty important if it's used that many times. That word agape love, it's so important. It's some of the greatest commandments. It's to love your Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. If those are two of the greatest commandments, I think love is pretty important. And that's one of the things that we need to work on the most. Because this world is bombarding us and telling us what love should be, when the Scripture is saying this is what love is. And we see that in verses 8 through 10. It says this: whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So right there we see it. God is love. And that's not as complicated as we think it is. What it's really saying is that God is the source of our love. God is where we draw our love from. God showed us the greatest kind of love. He loved us first and showed us the greatest kind of love we could ever show anybody. He sacrificed His one and only Son and expected nothing in return. God sent His only Son and said, I want to do this so that you have the free gift of eternal life. Not so that I would gain anything from it, so that you could gain it. So that you could have eternal life with Me. That is the greatest form of love we could ever see in our lives. The greatest love ever is when God sent His only Son to be sacrificed on a cross. And that's where we get our love. That's where we draw it from, is that fact. Without that, we wouldn't know what true love is. We would never have anything to say, okay, that's what true love is. It would all just be surface level. But because we have that example of the greatest love that could ever happen, that's where we get it from. That's where our love comes, that fact. Without that sacrifice, we would never know what true agape love is. And that's laying down your life for someone else. Maybe not actually sacrificing yourself or sacrificing someone. I'm sure they would appreciate you not sacrificing them. But putting aside your plans, your desires, your wants, and loving someone. That's what it is giving up what you think you want and taking the time to be with someone else. That's what true love is, giving your full heart to people. And it's so hard to love everyone. It's really easy to love in our inner circles, right? It's really easy to love in our family, in our friends, in our congregation. It's really easy because everybody gets us. Everybody has the same ideas, the same beliefs. It's really easy. But once we start getting outside our friend groups, our family groups, our congregation, we run into those people and you're like, ah, it's really hard to love you. It really is. But God calls us to love those people. And I'm not saying that everything's going to be peace, love, and happiness, and everything's going to be great once we start loving. Sometimes you got to give hard love, and we know that. Sometimes somebody just needs to be hit right on the head and say, you need to get your life straight. Because if we truly love somebody, we won't allow them to stay in sin. If we truly love somebody, we won't allow them to continue down the wrong path, right? That's what true love is. Giving everything we have to everybody, despite what they do, despite what they say, so that we can help them on the right path. So why is this important? Why is loving people so important? Well, we see in verse 12 why it's so important. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. The way we love is a witness to people. The way that we love, people see that. And when we start picking and choosing who we want to love, people see that too. They can see us showing great love to somebody else and then turning our backs on someone else. Start calling us hypocrites. And they start turning from Christ. Yeah, there was a commercial out a while ago. I don't know if it's still on, and I can't remember what it was for. But there was a little boy, and he did something really nice for somebody. And somebody saw that, and then they went off and they did something nice. And somebody saw that, and they did something nice, and so on and so forth. There was like a chain reaction of people seeing these awesome things, and they kept doing nice things for each other. And that's what loving people is like. When you truly love someone like God does, when you give your time, your effort to people, people see that. They see that great kind of love, that amazing love, and they see God. Whether they think so or not, when you love like God does, you're showing a little bit of Christ. You're showing Christ in you to other people. People come in contact with God when you love like He does. They come in contact with a little attribute of God. And that may be the only God they see. How are we loving? How do you want to be known? Do you want to be known as a person who only loved their close friends and no one else? The person that always was picking fights with people? The person that was always talking behind people's backs? The person who showed love until they didn't get anything in return and then they threw you out in the street? Or do we want to be known as a person who loved everyone to the best of their ability like Christ did? And not just any kind of love, but a sacrificial love that changed lives. Because if you look in Scripture, when Jesus loved, it changed lives. People, you can't come in the presence of God and not leave changed. You can't. And when we're being like Christ to people, when we're going out and loving like He does, people are going to leave changed. There are people in this world who are hurt, who have been betrayed, and all they need is love. You know, there was that Beatles song that was out, that all we need is love, you know. And it's kind of true in a sense. The Beatles didn't mean it the way that God meant it, but it's true. We need love. That's what we need. Because people are hurting. People are crying out. They may keep you at a distance. They say, I don't want your love. But deep down they do. It makes a difference. And we just keep being there. And we keep being there. And we keep knocking on the door. We keep knocking on the door. We keep knocking on the door until they open it. And when they open it, it's really hard to close the door on God's love. Because it's so amazing. It really is. Whether we think so or not, showing agape love to people can change their life because they're coming in contact with Christ. They're coming in contact with God. So what is love? What have we gotten from this? True agape love is this: sacrificing ourselves, our wants, our desires, over and over and over and over again, for the sake of others, so that they can see Christ, so that they can benefit and get closer to Christ. And when we're loving others like Christ does, people see that and they'll love you like Christ too. They see that. Continue to love like Christ and amazing things can happen. The best way to know what love is to know God. Because God is love. And if you want to know what true love is, if you're really searching for that, if you're sitting here today thinking, man, I really want to know what love is, then search for God. Because that's where you're going to find it. You're going to find love in God. And it's not going to be easy. It's not. It's going to be a struggle. It's going to be really hard to love people. Because it's a broken world. But maybe you can kind of start piecing that together with God's love. With hard love, when you got to thunk somebody on the head. And unconditional love, because that all goes together. Unconditional love changes not only their life, but it'll change yours too. Because maybe it already has. Maybe you follow Christ. The reason you follow Christ is because that unconditional love that He has for you. You heard about that unconditional love, and you're like, man, I want a piece of that. So why would we hold that back from other people? We want others to be a part of this amazing love. So we need to show it. Just like God showed us that kind of love. Pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your love. And God, your love is so amazing and it's unconditional, and we didn't deserve it in any way, shape, or form, but you gave it to us anyway. God, it's truly amazing, that love that you showed us, and I pray that each and every one of us will realize that, and each and every one of us will go out and love like you do. Because God, it's so important to love. God, it's so important to bring others to your kingdom, and I pray that we won't forgive that. God, thank you for everything you do. Thank you for the gift that you've given us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.